The bellbird of Codemarco was described by Captain Cook as sounding like small bells exquisitely tuned. Once common throughout the North and South Island, the bellbird population declined dramatically during the 1860s, and in the North, they've since mainly been restricted to offshore islands. On Sunday the 16th of May 2010, 12 birds, the first of a planned 100, were released in Whakanefa Regional Park on Waiheke Island. Waiheke Radio was there to record the event and to talk to Park Ranger Andy Spence, Auckland Regional Council Chairperson Mike Lee, and volunteer John Smead. The proceedings were opened by Whakanefa Park Ranger Andy Spence.
Good morning everybody, and welcome to Whakanefa Regional Park on this wonderful occasion. Dan is also here, my fellow park ranger, and here we are. And of course Mike Lee, our chairman of the regional council. We have a lot of notable guests here today. We have three MPs and our local councillor and community board chairman. So we've a big gathering of people today to celebrate the release of the bellbirds. I'd just like to thank everybody here, because I know how many people here have had a big part in making this day possible. With that, I'll introduce Mike Lee here, the chairman of Parks and of the regional council. Sorry, the chairman of the regional council, to talk about the release today.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Whakarongo, ititangi, atamano, ekaranganei, tui, tui, tuia, tuia irunga, tuia iraro, tuia iroto, tuia iwaho, tuia iteherenga tangata. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Whakanefa Regional Park on behalf of the Auckland Regional Council. Thank you for coming to join with us to share in this momentous day, momentous for Waiheke and momentous for conservation in general. This bird release is momentous because it is the biggest and the most complicated native bird release ever undertaken. There are two source sites, Tiritiri Matangi Island and Tawharanui Regional Park. 100 birds are coming from each of those locations, and to make it just that little bit more complicated, they'll be going to four separate sites, each 50 to each site, 50 to Whakanefa, 50 to Rob Phoenix Te Matuku Peninsula, 50 to Motuihi Island, and 50 to Hamilton. And that is why this release is such a complicated and momentous one. Momentous also because it is the first time that bellbirds will be released on the mainland north of in the northern Waikato since the 1860s. Bellbirds were once a very common bird throughout New Zealand, famous for their singing and important as a pollinator and feed disperser. In the 1860s, they mysteriously disappeared throughout northern New Zealand. For most of the 20th century, scientists believed that the cause of the sudden collapse of this bird and others was caused by an avian disease. Back in the 80s, when I was chair of the local forest and bird branch, we worked very hard to persuade the authorities to release bellbirds on Waiheke Island. Of course, the knowledge in regard to conservation was not nearly as advanced at that stage, and it was felt that if the reason why birds disappeared was because of a disease, then it should be fine to bring them back. And what we did find that the disease really was a plague of rats, and the releases on Waiheke did not succeed, we believe, because of the high number of rats present in the environment here, because of the subtropical climate in the north here, and therefore we learned a rather bitter lesson. And over those 20 years, I myself personally have dwelt on this failure quite a lot. And so the opportunity came two or three years ago when we realised that the ARC was going out of business, to give it one last try, and utilising the knowledge, the tremendous advances in conservation science, that have been learned in recent years with mainland islands, rat suppression techniques and so on, bird transferal techniques, monitoring and radio location techniques, we thought we'll give it one more try. Back in 1990, we released birds up the hill there on Chris Reeves' land, and it's great to see Chris Reeves here again. Chris was a former owner of this land, along with his brother-in-law, Brian Sarwood, and his wife, Wendy. It's good to see them here today. But we also released birds at Rob Fenwick's property. And of course, as we know, sadly, the releases did not succeed. Again, 20 years on, we're going to give it another try. I am amazed how supportive everyone has been of this project. Rather than a small amateur low-key operation as it was 20 years ago, this has some of the best resources, some of the best scientific minds, some of the most dedicated workers supporting it. And I'd like to pay tribute first and foremost to Dr. Tim Lovegrove. When Rob Fenwick and John Lawrence of the Motuihe Trust met in my office back in July 2008, and we asked Tim along, first being rather taken aback at the scale of our ambition, Tim has thrown himself into this project, and actually he's even made it more complicated himself in the interests of science by selecting multiple sources and also adding on a release site in Hamilton. So as I say, this is complicated, and it's big, the biggest ever, and there's a lot riding on it. No bellbird release, not just the ones on Waiheke, but no bellbird release ever has been successful. And we think we know the reasons for that, but we can't say on Waiheke that success is 100% guaranteed. But because we built into this project a strategic reserve, if you will, of a release site on Motuihe, which has now expanded thanks to the Department of Conservation's rat eradication work on Rangitoto and Motutapu last year into a major pest-free zone, three islands, then we are absolutely certain that in the long term, bellbirds will stay and are going to be back in this region forever. However, on Waiheke, it all very much falls on whether we can protect enough of the habitat here from rats. And I have to say, we have already protected nearly 15% of the island, thanks to the hard work of rangers like Andy Spence and Dan Beecham, and all the volunteers, people like John Smead, who've cut the tracks and laid the bait stations, but also thanks to Phil Thompson, who's worked for Rob Fenwick. He's gone out and spoken to neighbouring landowners, and they've been tremendously supportive, and I want to thank Chris Reeve for this in particular. Forest and Bird have thrown themselves behind this project with a will. They have managed rats on their properties, and Bruce Plested is also now managing 200 hectares. So all of these areas are rat-free, liberated zones. And so our objective is to ensure that the bellbirds, or as many of the bellbirds as possible, remain as close to these areas as possible, in order for a critical mass, a breeding population, to survive and start breeding in the spring. When the releases I was involved in 20 years ago failed, there was only two conclusions. In my own mind, I'm very certain about the role of rat predation, but there is a second possibility of dispersal. The birds may have just flown away. In this case, there's no dichotomy here. If there is dispersal, there will be predation. Our objective, using sound anchoring techniques, which have never been tried with bellbirds before, with radio transmitter and receiver monitoring, with artificial bird feeders, is to keep the birds within the protected zone. As Andy Spence says, we need your help. We need your help, and as volunteers, we need your help as monitorers, We need your help just as informal observers who might see a bird and send a text or take a photograph or send an email or give us a ring or whatever. So that's what it's about. The Auckland Regional Council, after 47 years, will go out of business at the end of October. Back in 1994, we really began our presence on Waiheke Island when we purchased Whakanefa Regional Park. Over those years, led by Andy Spence, many, many people have worked on this park to bring it to the state where it is today. And so, if you like, we see this as a finishing touch to a beautiful canvas that everyone has had a share in. And so, Waiheke, this taonga is a gift from the ARC as a part of its legacy to the people of Waiheke. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Thank you.
So John Smead is one of the lucky people who gets to participate in the release of the bellbird, so quite an honour, John.
Well, it's I don't really think it's an honour, but still, somebody's got to do it. And they think I've done enough for the park to deserve it.
So you must be fairly pleased, or you must be overjoyed, I suppose, to see the birds released into the park?
Oh, it's a good thing that happens. But the real thing is, it couldn't be done until the rats had been put under proper control. And that has been quite a long task. There's a lot of work for a lot of people, not just me, this Phil and a number of others who have all contributed.
And of course the work doesn't stop here, does it, with the release of the bellbirds? It's ongoing.
Oh, definitely. It's got to be kept on in perpetuity, unless of course we're successful in abolishing rats from the island.
Okay, I'm speaking to Andy Spence, park ranger for Whakanefa. This is a big day for you, Andy.
It certainly is, yeah. We've been many years in the coming, Chris.
So what have you had to do in order to get the park ready to for this release?
16 years' work, I think, really. For the last year, we've really been upping all the rat bait stations on the park. We've sort of put in another 350 on one side, and then we've upped and increased the density on the original side of the park. So now there's about 750 bait stations in the park. And recently, bait stations have been put over on the south side of the park with Chris Reeve, and some of the neighbours over there have come into the act as well. And so we've got a really sort of good pest control area now, so that's what makes it possible for the birds to survive.
And is it a bit of an honour to be selected as one of the places for this release?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's because it's ready, really. So it is an honour, in fact, that the place is ready. You know, so it's got to that place.
And what happens now once the birds are released? What do you have to do to sustain them and ensure that they survive?
Basically, keep up the pest control. Without the pest control, they wouldn't survive. So we need as many volunteers as we can get. So if you're listening and you'd like to come and lend a hand, 5647 is the park number. Give us a call and we'll find you something to do, because there's plenty of work. It's the unfortunate thing about not being an island is you have to maintain the pest control for the indefinite future. So there's lots for you.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Andy, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much indeed. It's an honour.
Following the formalities, the release itself was a somewhat chaotic affair, as a group of around 150 well-wishers and media gathered on a narrow bush track, aware of the bird's need for quiet and calm, but also eager to take photos and catch a glimpse of the small, dull, olive brown and green birds.
Some of them might take a while to come out because they can see all you people here, and they won't like the flashing lights either.
This is Waiheke, they're going to have to get used to that.
Okay. Everyone down low. Here we go.
This is Auckland Central. You've got to get used to flashing lights.
Stay down low.
One's up there, one's in the tree, two in the tree, four in the tree. Can you see them?
Did you get good shots, you guys?
Do it again.
Okay, Bill, back again.
Slowly move that.
There's one more.
Keep down, please. Keep right down. That's it.
And Mike Lee is the chairperson of the Auckland Regional Council, who are responsible for the Whakanaewha Regional Reserve. So we're nearing the end of the Regional Council. Do you think this is a fitting legacy for that organisation?
Exactly. 1994, the Auckland Regional Council purchased Whakanaewha Regional Park, and over those years, since that time, the Rangers, Andy Spence and Dan Beecham, and a small army of volunteers have built that park up. This, in some ways, is a finishing touch to a masterpiece, and so it is a fitting legacy from the Auckland Regional Council as we end 47 years of public service to leave this gift, leave this taonga with the people of Waiheke.
This program was recorded and produced by Chris Walker for Waiheke Radio.